Не написано. Мы
по Харькову гуляли.
Yeah, this fellow shot the genitals. There's a bunch of these. They take his mask off. You notice he's got. I notice all the guys shot in the genitals are have brown skin. That's what the Nazis did actually in World War II. Yeah, he's a little bit browner, so he got a little. Got his crotch blown out.
Документы есть. Что сюда приехал, блядь? Приказ пришел. Приказ пришел,
блядь.
Of course, this guy's dead. He got shot in the crotch, too. Oh, he's still alive. There's a dead one they show in a minute. I didn't watch this since last night. Let's go ahead and turn this off. I don't want to watch this anymore. The point is that there's hours of this if you want to go look at it. And they're on TV saying, with straight face, when we capture them, we cut their genitals off. We castrate them. And then they get them off the truck, shoot them in the foot, the knee, or in the waist. And that's what they're doing. I think we all agree that whether you're Mexican or whether you're Russian or whether you're Japanese or Canadian or American or South African, that there's a war between countries that we shouldn't engage in war crimes. That means shooting prisoners, torturing prisoners. It means making people take injections. That's a war crime as well under the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention. That Big Pharma's done to the American people, now coming after our newborn babies. But when you see the footage coming out of Ukraine, most of the atrocities you're seeing, people targeting civilians, but also targeting military that have surrendered, is by the Ukrainians. And again, I know the demographics of Ukraine. I know that the main group fighting the Russians are Nazis because their grandparents were. During World War II and after World War II, it took the Russians a year or more to clear them out of the country the first time. So that's just a fact. I mean, the left accuses a ham sandwich of being a Nazi. I mean, they'll accuse Martin Luther King of it. So it kind of loses its meaning. But this really is where the Nazis and the Russians were. You know, doing this to each other, and Ukraine was occupied by the Nazis for 3 years, and a lot of the Ukrainians were anti-Russian and pro-Nazi because they saw the Nazis as liberators. A lot of Eastern European countries did at first, and then they're like, oh, these guys are as bad or worse than the communists. And that's any mainline World War II history book, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Pulitzer Prize winning, explains all that in several chapters. This is not debated. So when they go, why, Zelensky's Jewish, there's no Nazis over there. It's playing on the ignorance of the public, okay? Zelensky's an actor. He's a front man. But one of the main groups empowering this civil war is the Nazis. So let's play a clip here from the end. And we got much more stuff than this, more graphic. But I'm going to show you just some of the least graphic stuff of them shooting people in the feet, knees, and genitals. And then we've got footage, and I'm not going to show all of it, but where their genitals have been blown off and they're kicking them in the groin. And then they get their cell phones. These are well-known Ukrainians and call their mommies and make fun of them and call their wives. And it's all real. It's been confirmed. This is really going on. So what type of whack jobs, and of course this guy turns out it's a Nazi, what type of whack job kills somebody, tortures them, commits a war crime, and then calls their mommy up when they capture their cell phone? Because remember, this would be like if Dallas invaded Waco or if Dallas invaded Austin. It's the same people, same groups. These guys doing this speak perfect Russian because they really are Russians. It's a Russian culture. It is Russian. It's got some Western European influences, but it's Russian. It's where Russia started. And so they're doing all of this, and you're asking yourself, what type of whack jobs? Because I'm sure the Russians are probably doing atrocities, too. That happens in war. I'm not defending it. I mean, I bet they're shooting dudes in the ding-dong, too. That kind of stuff goes on. I bet most of the troops don't do it, but there's always a certain percent in a war that do bad things. I bet Ukrainians are raping women. Russians are raping women. I mean, you know what's going on. The point is, why are they releasing it? Well, you had the head of the National Ambulance Group last Thursday put a video out on national TV saying, I have instructed them when we get injured Russians to castrate them. And then we have video of them blowing their testicles off with handguns. You're going to see some of the video. I'm not going to show the naked men and their genitals blown off, but I'm going to show you men writhing with blood pouring out of their crotch after they're shot. First, here's a video of them shooting men pulled off a truck in the legs.
Кто офицеры? Офицеры кто?
Now, there's hours of these videos, okay, because on the Ukrainian sites, the Ukrainians are very proud of this. I don't even go to the Russian sites. I go to the Ukrainian sites, and it's just, it's horrible. Let's play a short clip that isn't too graphic. This is one of the lighter clips of the same clip where it shows the men shot in the feet, knees, and genitals. It's like some get shot in the penis, some get shot in the knee, and it seems like if you're more white, you get shot in the knee or the foot. I just noticed the browner Russians, because Russia is very diverse, they're getting shot in the wee-wee by the Nazis. And I'm not trying to make a joke of it or make light of it. I'm trying to have a lesser word for it, but in their genitals. Go ahead and roll it with audio, please, from the start. For radio listeners, there's just men laying all over the place inside a compound on the ground outside. They take masks off of them. They're totally beat up. And then they scroll down, and they've been shot in the genitals. This particular individual has had his genitals. This guy shot in the leg. There's another guy in a minute shot in the genitals. And you just look at it. There's just people lined up. Foot, knee, genital. Foot, knee, genital. Yeah, he shot in the thigh. Some of these guys are dead. But the dead are at peace. They're like, oh, he's dead. Let me move on over here. That guy's dead. A bunch of them are dead. And then they start, you know, shooting them more. But you'll see a guy here in a minute shot in the crotch. A couple more of them. Yeah, that guy's kneecapped. Yeah, this fellow shot in the genitals. There's a bunch of these. They take his mask off. You notice he's got. I notice all the guys shot in the genitals have brown skin. That's what the Nazis did actually in World War II. Yeah. He's a little bit browner, so he got a little. Got his crotch blown out. Of course, this guy's dead. He got shot in the crotch, too. He's still alive. It's dead when they show in a minute. I haven't watched this since last night. Let's go ahead and turn this off. I don't want to watch this anymore. The point is that there's hours of this if you want to go look at it. And they're on TV saying, with straight face, when we capture them, we cut their genitals off. We castrate them. And then they get them off the truck, shoot them in the foot, the knee, or in the waist. And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it not too scientifically either. So they're going to just shoot them in the torso, in the lower torso, or in the abdomen area. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And here, let's go out to break. There's so much cussing, even in English here, but here is the Ukrainian soldier. He's been identified, an officer, talking to one of the mothers on the cell phone. He called the guy he just killed. Here it is.
Hello. Slava Ukraine. Slava Ukraine.
Ilyushin, смотри. Видишь, Ilyushin.
Slava Ukraine. Ilyushy больше нет. Он заболел и умер. Все. Нет, Илюша, он заблудился, это была первая его ошибка. Вторая была, он заблудился в Украине, а третья, последняя, он сдох, сука. Алло, что, у вас там нет уже отключили? Россияне. Что вы причмокаете губу, дама?
Ты видишь это лицо?
Нет. Так от него осталась, блядь, одна жопа оторванная. Нога, что мне показывать? Телефон, слава богу, спасли, чтобы вас набрать и сказать, что этого полупокера уже нету, придурка ебаного.
Это у тебя вместо головы жопа, блядь.
Не, сейчас вот у вашего парня, вот где-то плюс-минус, как вы говорите, вместо головы у него жопа. А там, где жопа, там голова или что от нее осталось. Слава украинской артиллерии. Так а что его показать? Его собаки доедят, да и все.
Твою маму собаки доедят,
мразь. Доедят собаки, мы же даже их не хороним. Их хоронить, блять, ну нет времени, потому что так ебашим полным ходом. Лежат куски, вот там нога, там голова, блять. Телефон вывалило вместе с оторванным рукавом, блять. Да и все, так и остался.
Love InfoWars or hate InfoWars, we have become the main symbol of Americana and human liberty in the world. All over the planet, from Japan to South Africa, from Germany to the United States, from Mexico to Brazil, they'll tell you InfoWars is the anti-New World Order organization. We're the main group that warned all about it long before it even unfolded. And now it's more important to keep us on the air than ever. You see behind me this Roman standard? The Legion saw that as their symbol, their good luck, who they were. And if the enemy could capture that and take that down and shut that down, that would be a great victory for them. Well, the globalists want to take us off air so we can't defend ourselves and defend you, and so they can make up any lies they want about us in the press and nobody can defend freedom. Because InfoWars has become a symbol and an image of freedom, a symbol of human resistance and human history and what America could really do. So I want to encourage you all now at the critical part of the battle, where everything InfoWars talked about is coming true and our credibility is exploding, to understand the enemy is moving against us on every front, not just deplatforming, debanking, lawsuits, you name it, but so many other dirty tricks to shut us down. But money is able to counter them and hold them off while we finish our important work. So I ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products you already need, like this new one, Immune Support. Over a year in development, all these key herbs and compounds that are documented to supercharge your immune system in a safe way. It's 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. And sold out for 8 months. We have our magnesium fizzy drink with both types of good magnesium. Others don't have that and so much more that is so good for your body. So thanks for keeping us on the air. These great products are both available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please get them today.